You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The, quote, big game this weekend. So funny, for so many years, the NFL would go after radio stations who said the words Super Bowl, just like the Olympics would go after radio and TV stations for using the word Olympics because they had, you know, trademarked that word.
And so you can talk about it, you just can't say the name of what's going on.
We used to do promotions at the radio station here where we would team up with, like, I don't know, like a bar or something like that. We'd have a big viewing party. And because it was a money-making event, in other words, the radio station got advertising dollars from the business, right?
Yes.
Because of that, we couldn't call it a Super Bowl watching party.
Right.
The lawyers made us
trademarked.
The lawyers made us say, come out and watch the big game.
Yes. The big game party.
It's all of this stuff that's just so ridiculous.
Which is funny. It's like you're essentially just getting a ton of free advertising when you say the name of the event, you know.
I know. But
I could see where it could get dicey if you're making money off the event, but you're really not associated with the event.
Well, I could see if you were making money by putting it on things that you're selling, like putting shirts together that say Super Bowl. Man, yeah, I would crack down on that for sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, the number of parties going on across the country, and they say this doesn't have anything to do with pandemic either. It's just that the number of people attending or hosting Super Bowl parties is on the decline. This year, they think it's going to be down something. Well, spending on it is going to be down almost 20%. And whereas it used to be that 20 to 22% of people would not watch the game, now it's getting closer. It's inching up close to 30% of people who say, not interested.
Got other things to do. Yeah. Why wait? My team's not in it. Why waste my time?
Now, you are a good example, Jeremy. You're not a sports fan at all. You don't really care for watching it, but you like the social aspect.
The social aspect. I will get together with a bunch of friends, and I enjoy eating and sharing a Michelob Ultra with those around me. And, yeah, I like that part of it. And so, yeah, we'll go to the neighbor's house and hang out with everybody and do that whole thing. I am sorry. I'm one of those people who does the be quiet, please. The commercials are on. I like watching the commercials. I like the creative advertising, air quotes, on some of these commercials. And I love that for years and years is when the Super Bowl releases the movie trailers for upcoming big movies that you don't even know about, or, wow, another Fast and Furious. I love it when the movie trailers come on during the big game, because then I get all excited for a new movie coming out. So that's what I enjoy about the day, really. And come on, the eating, man. That's just an excuse.
It's the eating. For me, if I'm interested in the teams, I'll pay attention. Yeah. I'll watch some of the game. You know, people talk about the halftime show, which usually, me, is always kind of underwhelming.
Well, what about the one this year? This year, I think, is going to be pretty darn good.
The halftime show?
Really good, yeah.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a lot of glitz and glamour.
And Eminem,
I have a thing about manufactured excitement. I am turned off by manufactured excitement. So when they do his Super Bowl halftime, and it's just me, I'm not speaking for anybody else, but when they put on a halftime show at a Super Bowl and they rush, you know, 2,000 people out onto the field to do, you know, the arms in the air dancing stuff and the lights and the fireworks and stuff, I'm like, what are we? Are we just some sort of monkeys that are sitting in front of our TVs watching, you know, a spectacle? You know,
well, you've been to concerts. I mean, concerts is essentially, any concert is manufactured enthusiasm. The game itself is manufactured enthusiasm.
I disagree with that. I understand the point you're trying to make, but going to a concert is different than hiring people to stand out in front of the stage and throw their hands in the air in a certain way, and the fireworks and the lights.
But that's what concerts are.
Last time I went to Red Rocks, there was no laser beam shooting. There were no fireworks in the air. There were not people hired to go stand in front of the stage their hands up.
Sounds like a boring
concert. I sat
in
row 32 and watched the show.
See, and one of the greatest concerts I've ever been to was Green Day. And they had lasers and smoke and fire and machines
that
was blowing stuff
into
the crowd. And it was so fun.
I'm such a weirdo that when I go to a concert, I actually want to hear the music. I don't need the manufactured lasers and fireworks and stuff like that. It's like, I want to hear what the band does. But that's me.
Hey, that's where we part ways. I know.
And that's why I kind of stopped
going to concerts.
And
you don't stand up at concerts, right?
No, I do. Listen, I've gotten, I was just talking about the band Spoon a little while ago. I used to go see all of their shows when they came to town and OK Go and people like that. They put on terrific shows, but it's without too much spectacle.
All right.
Anyway, enough about that. Let's go back to this game. How about the food?
A lot of food.
They say the average person is going to eat 8,000 calories worth of food. I'm
trying to comprehend that. What is your daily allowance for calories? I don't even know what that number is.
Well, it depends on your gender and
your size,
other things, but it's like around 2,000 to 2,500 calories.
So essentially, this is a lot. It's a lot of calories.
So this is like 4 days worth of calories.
And they're talking chicken wings, potato chips, pizza, dip, and beer. So much beer and whiskey probably being pounded down your pie hole. They did talk about a chicken wing shortage this year. They say Colorado's big thing, they did a Google Trends or Google whatever search, and they said chia seed coconut milk dessert is going to be popular for Colorado. What the hell is chia seed coconut milk dessert? What are we eating?
I don't believe that.
Where's the Velveeta cheese dip?
Oh, that's funny.
That's a weird dessert. Chili's going to be big, the charcuterie board. Which I'm a
fan that's really
of.
Come on the last few years, hasn't it?
I love those so much.
It's so trendy.
I guess I don't know anything else on here. Mochi,
yes,
big,
candy.
Tacos,
they said the candy thing. They picked the top candy in each state for both the Super Bowl and Valentine's Day. It's funny that the SB and the VD come back to back.
Back to back. Yeah.
And I just love saying VD. It's very funny. And so they were picking out each state's favorite candy, and for Colorado, it is the M&M.
Solid candy.
Kind of hard to argue
Who
with
can
that.
Argue with the M&M, man?
Can't argue with M&Ms.
Yeah.
Anyway, so for those of you who are getting together, have fun. Enjoy your 8,000 calories.
Hit the treadmill that morning is the thing. When those events come up, I usually try to work out and get a good cardio boost that morning so you just feel a little bit better about yourself when you're, you know, slamming the whole hoagie sandwich into your mouth. Like, at least I ran today.